This is This Week Today on Fresh FM, Namibia's heart and soul.
That's right. It's 8:31 right now. Namibia's heart and soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. This is where it all comes together. Abudi David Bishop is in studio, our news editor, but also de facto our minister of news. Good day, my good sir. How are you doing?
I'm all right, new.
Good, good, good. Now, the numbers are out. The census numbers are out. There's some interesting stuff that we saw there. Did you think that we would hit 3 million? I was thinking maybe like 2 point something.
No, I think I was pretty confident that we were, you know, pretty close to the 3 million mark, either just above or just below. I mean, we're just above.
Just above, yeah. So like, yeah.
We're still less people than in Cape Town. So.
The whole of Soweto for that matter, even.
Exactly.
I suppose 10 million people there.
We won't even go to Joburg and Soweto.
But listen, we've got analysts and we've got people that are saying, are these numbers accurate? Because there's a question mark around the methodology. There's a question mark around some of the incidents that we saw online and so on. And did they really count at least 95% of the population? Yeah. That's the question mark right now.
I mean, we'll have to look at the sort of... I'm trying to think back to my statistics days at university when I had to take summer school because I failed it the first time. So I'm probably going to be wrong anyway.
Yeah. Statistics is terrible.
Sort of things like the standard deviation and the sort of... error, something about the error ratio, and, you know, that there's an acceptable. So we haven't seen all of those. These are the preliminary results. We're going to have more detailed results coming out.
Right. Okay.
Presumably the NSA will sort of speak to some of these concerns if they sort of broached with them.
Yeah.
I know that the statistician general he's pretty open. He's pretty happy to speak to people. Hmm. Salomo Hay, who is on the board at the NSA, he's also... Every time I say NSA, I'm thinking American spies.
Yeah.
The statistics agency. But he's also very open. He was in here yesterday. I think he was chatting to, I don't know if it was you guys.
Yeah, it was us, but that was not football matches.
But then we got him and we were like, yeah, can you give us a sneak peek? And
No.
It's in the act. Only the statistician general's allowed to announce it. Once it's announced, then he can speak. They are open and you can put your concerns to them and I'm pretty sure they'll be addressed.
Yeah.
Like you say, we've gone over 3 million. I had a friend of mine who he actually runs an online radio station in Lesotho.
Okay.
So he commented on Twitter that, like, you know, at least you guys have seen growth because Lesotho's been hovering at 2.2 million for like the last however long.
Hmm.
But I said to him, okay, population growth is one thing. You know, I don't know. Not that I've seen that we're celebrating, or some people are celebrating having hit 3 million. Population growth is good in a way. Exactly.
Mm.
Because, you know, and that's what I said to Dallas and Lesotho. And I said, you know what? Population growth for the sake of population growth, if we're just going to celebrate that we've got more people...
But economically, it doesn't make sense.
We wait for more of the statistics, more of the... Because they did do sort of cost of living, you know, when they were asking you questions about, do you have a TV? Do you have a fridge?
So those numbers must still come out. So we'll
get a bit more of an insight about sort of standards of living, you know, whether we've seen upliftment there over the sort of period of time since the last census.
Yeah.
So those will be interesting as well, just to see. Again, there'll be questions about methodology and things like that. As I say, I'm not an expert, but I felt, compared to previous censuses that I've taken part in, this one seemed very brief and abrupt. There didn't seem to be as much detail that was being captured. I sort of remember previous ones, it took a lot longer to answer the questions, and it was a lot more detailed. This one seemed sort of abrupt. Maybe it was just the enumerator that came to my house. You know, maybe, not that I'm knocking the enumerators, but it just seemed a lot briefer. One of the other things that I always wonder about the census, and it's probably something that's in the act and you know, would need to have the act amended, but why don't we use that census as a form of national opinion gathering?
You're going
out to every member
of the country.
Forget the fact that we could actually be using technology better for things like census and for things like national opinions, but you're going out with these enumerators who are, you know, reportedly going to every single household in the country, and you're asking all of these questions. Why don't you just include a sort of some opinion questions? So we've got a lot of things that are being nationally debated. Abortion.
Gay rights. Marijuana, please. Yeah. Thank you.
Unemployment.
Did
you mention that?
Unemployment.
No, but that wouldn't be an opinion.
That wouldn't be an opinion.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Opinion pieces. Yeah. Like, should abortion be allowed?
So
Should gay rights be equalized?
Yeah, because
you know what I mean.
Polygamy.
Can we legalize, please? Polygamy, please.
Polygamy. Yes. Can I, me as a woman, Namibian woman, married two men?
Yeah.
And vice versa.
No,
because you
vice versa most.
No.
Awkward.
Yeah. She'll kill me for saying it, but I get enough grief from one wife.
But here's the thing as well, right? If there are two husbands, it's going to work perfectly for you because then, you know, the stresses and the nagging and the...
Yeah.
It's divided.
Either way, but that's actually a good question.
Because we've got politicians standing up in parliament saying that they are representing the will of the people, but how do they know what the will of the people is?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Even just going to our electoral system, you know, they weren't directly voted into parliament. So in sort of countries where you are directly voted in, you can, in a way, say that you represent the will of the people because they directly voted for you. Here, somebody voted for the party, not for you.
Not
you were placed into parliament by the party.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a sort of semantics. But
also just policy drafting. What happens is it's party membership that that drafts these policies, right? But how inclusive is that? You know, just to your question of saying, well, we represent the will of the people. But that's another question for another day. Shall we talk about the most famous man right now in the country? Abuti Ninja.
Oh.
Yes.
So
That's also sort of dividing a lot of people.
Mm.
You know why?
Because he's getting all the money?
Well, I mean, that's
getting some money?
That's CISA's decision. And that was, you know, a good marketing ploy to get yourself into the papers again because, you know, and I'm not saying he doesn't fully support Ninja and that he won't use him as his plumber as well. And but
in his private home, yes.
Yeah. Mm. But a lot of people are sort of saying, you know, why is he getting money? Why is he, you know, he's being given opportunities that normal Namibians aren't being given. And it sort of brings the entire incarceration debate into question again because people say, well, you go to prison and you now have, you know, a roof over your head, you have three meals a day. I mean, okay, Dr. Noah was basically saying that prison is hell, and it's not particularly nice to go there. You know, you're not going to a five-star resort, but there are a lot of people who say, you know, there are people living on the streets that don't have access to these sorts of things, and you've got improvement facilities in prison. Because that's the idea, is you're supposed to be rehabilitated. You're supposed to be given opportunities so that when you go out, you know, the level of recidivism isn't there and you don't go straight back to crime because you've got nothing else.
Mm.
But yeah, a lot of debate with people saying, well, you know, why? If there were free education right across the... Yes, in theory, but free education.
That's a beauty.
But yes, if sort of example, tertiary education, because that's, you know, what a lot of people in prisons are having access to. If that was free across the board, then people wouldn't be complaining that sort of prisoners are having access to tertiary education. But yeah, it's that full-on debate again, which leads back to the policing debate, which leads back to where should the money be spent better. It's one person being released for good behavior and you know having been rehabilitated has caused a lot of different debates right across the country. But I also mentioned on Limey Show and on Radio Wave two days ago,
mm-hmm.
That, you know, there is sort of a precedent in a way for something like this. We're all talking about Ninja now and how he's going to become a plumber and rehabilitate, but we do have this sort of success story in W. February Upholsterers, because he was in prison, he was rehabilitated, he learned his skills in prison, he came out and he created this company, this upholstery company, and he now
employs the short guy, what's his name again?
W. February.
W. February.
Yeah,
I know.
Yes.
I can't remember his first name.
Yeah.
What's the location? Simba Basia.
Yeah, last I knew was Rhino Park, so he could have moved, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think okay. I've seen but like a greenhouse there that has his name on it.
And he, okay. so he does upholstery, and he now yeah. he now specifically sort of targets and tries to employ ex-convicts to give them a second chance to try to, you know, make sure that they don't just return to the life of crime.
Yeah. So here's the thing also. Like, NLS are accusing media organizations of giving a ninja free run.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
too much press.
That whole debate is always a fun one because you know, the fact that the media only publishes this news. The media only publishes that news because that's the news that gets consumed more than other news. Mm. There've been experiments across the world where the media have published only good news and their sales have dropped. Everybody likes drama.
That's true.
Why the telenovelas are there.
Mm. Especially when they're not a part of the drama.
Yeah. Mm. So it is always fun to the accusation is thrown at the media, yeah. but you know the media exists within an ecosystem.
Of course. Also, we understand that there are water issues, and then there's a water ecosystem that we now that you mentioned ecosystem that we as Namibians need to not take for granted.
Yeah, I mean the entire obviously we know Namibia is a dry, arid country.
Yeah.
The whole country has water shortages. We've got aquifers that are underground that we now know that we could sort of tap into. Massive one up in the north. We've got the Stumpridge Aquifer, which now has the sort of uranium debate going on there. But in the central areas, the dams are empty. They are low, low, low. In Windhoek, we're using the aquifer here already, which is why the sort of taste and smell of the water has changed a little bit. Because we're pumping out of the aquifer. But the aquifer isn't an infinite resource either. And the aquifer needs to be recharged when it rains so that the water that we've taken out gets back into the aquifer. Basically, it just boils down to we need to be saving water. I think the City of Windhoek published, you know, where our saving target is. We were at 130% of our saving target. So we, you know, using 30% more than they wanted us to.
But what about the rain that we just had? Has anything been released that made a difference?
That was not enough. That was not enough. The thing as well is we see the rain in Windhoek. I mean, we had the floods in Windhoek, and so everyone assumes, you know, we had loads of rain. But Windhoek, anything that falls in Windhoek, unless you have a sort of container at your house that collects the rainwater from your roof, is gone.
It's pretty useless, yeah.
It doesn't, we can't use that water. It doesn't get collected anywhere. If anything, it ends up in Gorianchab Dam, which is always at 100%. But it is unusable.
Unusable.
The water there is just so polluted and so dirty that it's not economically viable to actually utilize that water. We've got Wingog. We do recycle water. Mm. So we're in a slightly better position than like Cape Town was when they were heading for day zero.
Yeah.
But, you know, everything seems to be stemming on and all the politicians and everyone are saying, you know, when the rains come, at first it was going to be this rainy season. Now it's going to be next rainy season. So if next rainy season also doesn't come because of El Nino that's here,
on, yeah.
then what? So we can't constantly be looking at, you know,
the next time.
It's fine. It'll rain next time.
Yeah.
Guys, stop washing cars. Stop watering gardens.
Let the professionals perhaps handle it.
Do you need a massive lawn?
Also, you know. But don't be saying that. That's you too loud. 8:44 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much, Abudi David.
Thank you.
Let's leave it at that. That conversation, or this conversation, will be up on our website pretty soon.
That was This Week Today on Fresh FM.